Hello and welcome to Organ First Radio. This is Alan Ashton with a mixed bag of pipes and electronics this month, and with a couple of Where Are They Now stories. Last month you may recall me playing a track from Steve Hubbell's latest CD and the promise that this month I'd return to it. What better way to start off the show then but with an overture to a show and a film that I know you will instantly recognise. Yes, indeed, the overture from The Sound of Music, delightfully conjured up for us there by Steve Hubbell on his MIDI keyboard system, and it was a track from his CD, My Music, released in celebration of 30 years in the music business. Steve was one of those many up-and-coming artists who was just placing his feet on the organ world ladder back in the days of the Pontins and AOE Morecambe Organ Festivals. These days he lives with his wife and family in Dorset, where, in addition to many aspects associated with stage lighting, web page design and organ tuition, he can now be found on the organ concert circuit once again. For full details of his new CD, the title once again being My Music, just check it out on the Organ First web pages. As I've mentioned before, I'm always on the lookout for organ recordings on eBay, and last month I picked up, at a very cheap price, a copy of one of the first organ recordings that could have been classed as falling into the hi-fi category back in the 50s and 60s. Recorded in the former Acca Temple Mosque Auditorium in Richmond, Virginia, the recordings made by Reginald Fort, for the first time in an early and revolutionary form of stereo, display the magnificent Wurlitzer 260 Special in its full and glorious sound, such as in Canadian Capers. Canadian Capers, played there by Reginald Fort. Several years ago, that LP was issued on a pipe organ presentations CD, coupled with recordings made on the very same organ by Eddie Weaver. In fact, two recordings for the price of one. So, Here's the same organ, recorded many years later by Eddie, with a song written by Cole Porter for his 1953 musical Can Can, and again some 5 years later it was featured in his Broadway production of High Society. The tune is called It's All Right With Me. It's All Right With Me, played by Eddie Weaver. Again, trawling through the internet, I came across a book by another organist from the Morecambe Festival days, David Ash. In fact, David was not only a good organist, but an organ tutor as well. He wrote and illustrated a very funny book called Don't Shoot the Organist, which charts the stories surrounding Wally and Whizzer, the drummer and organist at a typical working men's club. It really is a tour de force of their exploits, and based on many true stories and scenarios associated with clubland musicians. I've got a mint copy which was published in 1984 at a price of £2.95. On Amazon, there are several copies available on offer, commencing at the bargain price of 1p. And believe me, it is an extremely humorous read, and I suspect the remaining number of working men's club organists and drummers might well recognise some of the exploits of the fictitious Wally and Whizzer. As for the whereabouts of author and organist David Ash, somewhere in Spain was my last information. Anyway, here he is with The More I See You. The top of 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 The More I See You, written back in 1945 by Harry Warren and Mac Gordon, but it wasn't until 1966 when it went into the charts with the most successful commercial release by Chris Montez. I think most of us would agree that the weather this year has been exceptionally good, leastwise in England that is, and at the tail end of October the autumn leaves had yet to fall. So instead, let's enjoy a rare recording of John DeTroy Jr. at the huge Wurlitzer organ in Radio City Music Hall, who conjures up this musical scenario of autumn in Rome. Autumn in Rome, recorded privately back in September of 1972, and it was one of many tracks which broadcast colleague Stephen Ashley, who presents his Hot Pipes podcast, sent me a few weeks back. After Radio City management called a halt to employment of regular staff organists, such as Dick Liebert, Ray Bohr, Ashley Miller and Jack Ward, the Wurlitzer was played only on an as-required basis, and John DeTroy Jr., who you've just heard, was one such artist. In recent months, I've uploaded to YouTube one of my many Organ Celebrities series videos, and number 39 in the series features the life and musical times of Ray Bohr, and it also contains some very rare recordings. Time once again to slot in another new recording from the ever-growing library of releases by John Kiffin. Anyone who's heard my earlier references to him will know that here is one of those organists who is never seen or heard on the organ concert circuit, but has this uncanny knack of being able to produce recordings that contain not only good musical arrangements, but ideas for recordings which he then markets in the most original and often quirky way. For one of his latest releases, he's looked at the outputs of singers Matt Monro and Nat King Cole, two vocalists with distinctive voices, the likes of which we're unlikely to ever hear again. The CD is called When Matt Met Nat. It reminds me of one of those tongue twisters that Michael Miles used to make contestants say on the television show Take Your Pick. John Kiffin is a great lover and exponent of the Versi organ range and uses his Spectra and Helios models together with additional sounds from a Tyros 2. Many of the big hits for Matt Monro are on this CD, including Born Free, Portrait of My Love, From Russia With Love, and We're Gonna Change Your World. But I hope you'll like this beautiful ballad, If I Never Sing Another Song. Thank you. If I Never Sing Another Song, made famous by Matt Monroe, or to give him his real name, Terence Edward Parsons. Often billed as the man with the golden voice, Matt died at age 54 from liver cancer in 1985. But he left behind a whole catalogue of wonderful recordings, as did Nathaniel Adams Cole. Again, on this latest CD by John Kiffin, we have some more of the memorable recordings associated with Nat King Cole, who died 20 years earlier than Matt Monro, and considerably younger too, aged only 45. But again, it's that distinctive baritone voice of his that gave us Straighten Up and Fly Right, Mona Lisa, Lazy Crazy Hazy Days of Summer, Route 66, and this one, Nature Boy. Listening to that, well, that's precisely what I mean about musical arrangements. That was Nature Boy, which ends with the line, "The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return." Released back in 1948, it became a hit for Nat King Cole, and all I can add is, yet again, John Kiffin has another winner with this CD. But just wait till you hear the one I've got lined up in the next programme. Robert Wolf has a new CD out, although I don't have a copy yet, and from what Ian King of MSS Studios has learnt, is that from an output of 33 recordings in 23 years, only Robert's two recent ones are now available. So, if you've got copies of the previous 31, then they've already passed into that deleted and rare category. From one he recorded back in 2002... here's another link to Nat King Cole with Unforgettable. ¶¶ Unforgettable, played by Robert Wolf, resident organist at the Thursford Collection, who, around this time every year, hands over the organ bench and keys to the blower room to Blackpool organist Phil Kelsall, MBE, who'll be packing his case and travelling up to Norfolk to commence rehearsals for the Christmas Spectacular at the Thursford Collection, a venue at which he's appeared at for quite a number of years now. Right now, it's the sound of his own world. It's at the Tower Ballroom, on which he's about to play Little Orphan Annie, Hot Canary, and Love Makes the World Go Around. Phil Kelsall. Phil Kelsall at Blackpool. My most recent YouTube video uploads have centred around two editions charting the commencement of the UK organ festival scene, from early beginnings by Cled Griffin at locations such as Prestatyn and Barton Hall, through to the Pontins festivals in Spain and Morecambe. Already I've been able to trace some of the young organists who placed tentative steps on the organ world music ladder, but for a variety of reasons, decided not to retain their interest in the instrument, as opposed to making it their day job, so to speak. A few weeks ago, I traced one of my all-time favourite youngsters, who now lives and works in Australia. Andrew Soditis was chutzpah on a stick. put him behind his Yamaha EL90, put a microphone in his hand, and this cheeky youngster, who was knee-high to a grasshopper, had the audience eating out of his hand with flashes of schoolboy humour 1 minute, and the next he'd turn round and give out with performances such as this. The Moon, played by the cheeky chappy of the organ world, Scottish-born Andrew Siditis, at barely 16 years of age, with a track from his one and only cassette titled Hooked on Music. It's the only recording in my entire collection that contains the full overture and most of the score from the film Calamity Jane. His proud mother, Eleanor, who used to make all his stage wear, still lives in Scotland, and I asked Andrew if he still played the organ, and he said whenever he comes home from Australia on holiday, he'll occasionally switch on the EL90 and run through a few items to remind him of those festival days. Well, let's stay down under for the next 2 minutes and 45 seconds and listen to Vic Hammett playing the organ that was originally in the State Theatre, Melbourne, but which is now in Moorabbin Town Hall with Avalon. Vic Hammett and Avalon, and that was taken from the first LP recording made on the organ in its new home of Moorabbin Town Hall. I had a nice email from Tony Carter, who says that now he's retired, he can spend a lot of his time listening to his recordings of Klaus Wunderlich, adding that he was, and still is, the best organist around. Well, during October I watched a three-part television series which dealt with the story and history behind movie music, from Silent Film Days, which actually included a whole sequence featuring the huge Wonder Morton organ in the Lowe's Theatre, New Jersey, right through to today's film tracks, and via a period when the Moog synthesizer came into its own, providing everything from space movie effects tracks to music for feature films. Klaus Wunderlich, of course, saw the potential of the Moog, and his creative genius saw the production of several releases, one of which contains this delightful little number called The Flower Song.
Thank you.
Klaus Wunderlich with a composition, originally for piano by Gustav Lange, called The Flower Song, played on his Moog synthesizer. That's Klaus's Moog synthesizer, not Gustav's. Anyway, just realised that we've had no female pedal pushers in the show this month, so let's put that right with a recording by America's Anne Leaf at the Bird Theatre, Richmond Wurlitzer, with a delightful little number called Domani. With a hint of Offenbach's Barcarolle about it, and taken from a long-ago deleted LP, that was Anne Leaf playing Domani, which in Italian means tomorrow. In September, I met up with another of the Pontins Organ Festival organists when he gave a concert at my local club. Nowadays, David Harold favours his own custom rig of Tyros 4 and 5 models stacked above each other, but I recall those far-off days when he played what I call a proper organ of the wood or veneer chipboard variety, like the Technics, or in this case, the Roland AT-80S. I guess it really is a case of what a difference a day makes. David Harold and What a Difference a Day Makes played there on the Roland AT-80S. And with that, I've come to the end of another edition of Organ First Radio. You've been listening to me, Alan Ashton, and all that remains is for me to say I hope to have the pleasure of your company again next month. Until then, as ever, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.